Ross Tree Service.
Hi, is this Tanya?
Yes.
Hi, Tanya. It's Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. I got your voicemail.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I was calling. Good. How are you?
I'm okay. It's early.
We actually need a commercial loan, but our problem is our taxes aren't, like, up to date.
Okay. What do you mean?
I don't know. We're having, like, the hardest time with our accountant, and we've been working with another bank. We need to have a commercial loan by next month. I can't remember the exact date. If it's the 1st or, like, the 15th or something, I can't remember. But they're needing, like, 3 years tax returns, and we don't have, I guess we have extensions or something. I don't know. Our accountants are being really, I mean, there's, I don't think it's nothing like shady or anything. They've got like extensions, but there was like a fire like years and years ago, and they've like taken that and pretty much ran with it. And
okay.
It's not an excuse, but they've made it one. So it's just been a big pain in the butt for years. So, I mean, I don't know what you guys need. I just saw this email where it said we're pre-approved. So I don't know what you would need from us.
Okay. How much money would you be looking for?
$200,000.
Okay.
And we have equity. It's for two buildings, and there's tons of equity in them already. Is that the right word? I mean, it's two office buildings, so it's technically, you know, 100 each.
Okay. Are you buying these or?
Buying them, yeah. And what the story is we were buying them from the owners for, we've been doing a purchasing from them for, I think, 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And in the agreement, we've been paying them for five years. And at the end of 5 years, we needed to pay them a lump sum of $200,000. So we have to get our own financing at the end of 5 years.
Okay.
And that's where we are right now.
Okay. And then does that give you the, would that mean you have full ownership after that?
Well, we kind of do have full, I mean, they're in our name. They're just the lien holder right now.
Okay.
So we do own them. They're just holding the net, like they're holding the mortgage or whatever that's called.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, I get it. And going back to the taxes, do you have 2014 or 2015?
They probably have 2015. She's like working on 2014, but it's like pulling teeth.
Okay, but she does have 2015 from what you know?
I'm pretty sure she has that. If she doesn't, it's going to be, like, probably within the week.
Okay. So we only ask for the most current tax return. If you have 2015, that's great. If you have 2014, then we would just ask for the proof of an extension. But we only ask for one. We're not asking for 3, 4, 5 years of tax returns. The cash loans that we have, they're working capital loans. Have you guys ever had a working capital loan before?
No.
Okay, so it's unsecured cash. It is based primarily off of sales. Do you know what your guys' gross to annual sales were like last year?
For our business, you mean?
Yes.
I think it's like $1 million, I think.
Okay.
Is that what you mean, like how much we sell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like $1 million.
It's usually on the taxes if you have that. But I don't know if you guys have that right now. And then so what we do here is, you know, we take the couple documents. I would ask for a tax return and some bank statements. And then we will qualify you for the largest amount possible with the longest term. And then kind of work backwards with you from there based on, you know, how much you guys want to take and for how long and things like that. But for tax purposes,
we just want, you know, the two. I mean, he is wanting to. He keeps talking about wanting to purchase a another bucket truck, so he might be interested in that. But you know, as of the buildings, we just need 200.
Okay.
That,
okay.
And I'm not looking for any, you know,
yeah,
major long term. I don't know. I mean, is the interest going to be outrageous?
It's not so much a percentage. It's based on a payback amount. So once you figure out, like, once we get the approval, and we figure out exactly, you know, you guys want to take the 200 if you qualify for it, and then they'll give you a set payback amount and how long you're gonna have to pay that back. So it's not a percentage because it's not annualized like a credit card would be or something like that. It's just a set payback amount. Does that make sense?
Not really. I mean, is it going to be like a credit card or like a mortgage?
It's you'll know exactly, you know, what you're paying back. It's not going to fluctuate up and down like a credit card would. So say you took out 200, we would say, okay, your payback is 220,000 over 18, 24 months. And we have daily, weekly, and monthly payments available. So you'll pick that from there.
So, I mean, it's not going to be like 7-year payment plan, it's going to be like that.
No, our working capital loans are a little bit more short term. They're usually 3 months to 3 years, but for first time customers, they fall around the 24 month range.
Oh, so we'd have to pay it back in 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's
going to work. You're looking for something more long term?
Well, yeah, I mean, for like a mortgage type thing, we would be.
Yeah. Yeah, the working capital, it's unsecured cash, so they're short-term loans.
I mean, what would the interest be on something like that?
Like I said, it's it usually falls between 10 cents on the dollar, so it starts there, so about 10%.
How much?
10%.
Oh, yeah, I don't think we're going to do that. I thought we could do, like, this would be more of a mortgage or something.
No, we don't have mortgage loans. We just have the unsecured working capital loan, which is the unsecured cash, and then the equipment financing itself. So if you guys wanted the bucket truck, that's something we can do. That's a little more of the traditional loan you would be looking for. That one is the 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments, and the rates in those start like 3 to 4% and move and go up from there.
Okay.
But for cash itself, the working capital loans are pretty short term. They're not long term like a mortgage loan.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll call you back if you find the bucket truck, but I don't think it's going to work for that.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, if you guys, you know, you decide to bring on the bucket truck, just let me know and I can help you with that one for sure.
All right. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Tanya. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.